This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Friday. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the grains here on Friday?
We had a little bit mixed bag here on a Friday, a little bit up and down. We've had a very volatile week, and maybe we're going to see a little bit of profit taken. Wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit of weakness maybe here, and maybe the corn and bean market going into the weekend. But it's been a very bullish week on the wheat front. Wheat's been driving. The storyline continues. There's a lot of dry issues in parts of the plains. Now, certain areas, Mark, are going to get the rain, but certain areas are going to miss it. We still got dryness issues in the Ukraine as well as dryness issues in Russia. That's not a lot of rain in the forecast there. That should be somewhat supportive to the wheat market. If that's the case, that should be a little bit of support to the corn. The big storyline going into the weekend, though, is the heavy rains that are moving through portions of Iowa and then, Iowa and Nebraska right now. That pushes through over the weekend into Illinois and kind of dies out as it gets closer to Indiana. The models, 1 to 3 to 4 inches of rain, that is definitely going to put the brakes on planting. And then, you know, how quick we get back into the field will determine, you know, it's going to be determined, A, how much rain we get, and B, when does that next follow-up rain comes. I know, talked to a few producers out there in Iowa, they're a little bit nervous about that.
And we have gotten rain already here last night. It's raining here this morning, at least in Des Moines. And I was just looking at the drought monitor update yesterday. Northeast Iowa is still the driest place in the entire Corn Belt in terms of that D3 designation for drought. Are there any other areas of the Corn Belt right now that are really hurting?
Well, I think if you look at it, like parts of Missouri were very dry. But, you know, we had a client there in Missouri, so they've had 4 inches of rain. So they've had some of the best rain they've had in a very long time. So we are healing it up, Mark. I would say that, you know, if you look at that drought monitor, that is a long-term indicator. It's over multiple months. But the reality is we're definitely replenishing the soil. It's, you know, we're not going to be at full topped off, no doubt, in Iowa. But I would argue, you know, the rain we're seeing right now, the more rain coming, it is going to do wonders to set us up to at least the early part of the growing season. So right now, I think in general, you got to say, you know, near term, maybe a little bit bullish in delayed planting. Long term, you know, it may be what we need to kind of get us over those humps that we tend to see, you know, dryness issues pop up throughout the summer.
And then back to the topic we started with, which was the wheat and all the questions about the weather and the dryness there for growing wheat. Also, we've mentioned here earlier this week about the uncertainty in Ukraine and Russia. Has there been any difference how we started the week? Have things calmed down at all, or are they still ramping up, it looks like, with Russia attacking that infrastructure?
Right now, I think it's all about the same. I mean, we're at a status quo. You've got essentially a country, Russia, is intensifying its attacks on Ukraine. I anticipate it's only going to get more intense because essentially the Ukrainians, for all knowledge that I've had, they were running out of ammunition. With this new spending bill the government just passed here in the United States, we're going to rearm them. They're going to start going, punching back at the Russians. So it's going to intensify. Then the real question is, does Russia really start going after infrastructure harder and going after some of the ports? There, over the last weekend, Russia hit one of the grain exporting ports. So if they would start taking out some of that infrastructure, Mark, that really could be kind of a game changer, because it's been actually quite amazing how much grain has been able to come out of the Ukraine despite what's going on the war footing they've been on.
I've been right there with you. I've been amazed by their ability to pull that off during an actual war with real fighting taking place. Jim, let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What's happening with the cattle and hogs?
Well, volatility is definitely the word. If you watch that cattle market, they broke, they rallied, they broke again, and then had a $4 rally late in the session, closing back up near the week's high. We are off to a relatively quiet start today. You know, the cattle market's just a lot of headline trading. We are going to be dealing with this bird flu problem. That's, you know, remnants of the DNA showing up in the milk. That's got some people a little bit spooked. The overall, you know, economy definitely was slowing down. We saw that with the, you know, GDP reading yesterday. But that being said, when you talk to people, survey people, airlines say they are going to be full for this summer. And it seems like the consumer, even though the economy is slowing down a bit, is still willing to go out there and spend money. And if that's the case, that hopefully will be somewhat supportive to the cattle market. But if you're a producer out there, it's probably not the worst thing to do to buy puts to lock in protection, because, like I said, the volatility is some of the most extreme that I've seen in my career.
And did we get any follow-up? Has that been confirmed that they are going to require dairy cattle that are moving between states to be tested for bird flu, or was that just a trial balloon that was floated up as a possibility?
I think they're actually going to do it. You know, they are going to start doing it. Now, there's one thing is interesting. I was reading one article last night, and they were making a comment that, you know, what they're finding in the milk, they're not, it sounds like they're not finding it like one. There's a belief or a thought process out there, Mark, that says, you know, this bird flu story in the cow was relatively recent, but I think it came out in March, I believe. But there's a suggestion that it's been so prevalent in the milk that this virus might have been infecting the cattle months ago, like as being as early in the year. And there's a thought process that, you know, that herd might have actually hit quote unquote herd immunity literally because it's been spread around so far. So if that's the case, hopefully the storyline moves to the back burner and we can move back on to traditional supply demand fundamentals.
And again, just to clarify on all that, it is basically the dead virus, the leftover remnants of the virus that are found in the milk, so it is still safe to drink. He is Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net, our guest here today. Jim, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Reach any of the AgMarket team members at 844-424-6758.
Jim, thanks so much for the help here today on Friday. Have a great rest of your week and a great weekend.
Thank you, and good luck planting out there, folks.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn unchanged at 441 even. May soybeans down 4.5 at 1158 and a quarter. May soybean meal down $2.90 at 341 even. May soybean oil up 22 cents at 45.04. Chicago wheat up 1.75 at 6.04 even. Minneapolis wheat up 4.5 at 6.95 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat up 5 even at 6.37 even. And May oats down 3 even at 3.64 even. On the Merck, June live cattle down 30 cents at 177.50. May feeder cattle up 87 cents at 247.12. May lean hogs down 67 cents at 94.60. May pork cutout unchanged at 105.25, and Class 3 milk up 16 cents at 18.34. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.